March 10th, William Chalmers Burns.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real life stories about men.
As a youngster, Burns had two goals: to have lots of money and to live in a grand house. So, he headed to Edinburgh to study law. But at university, when Burns was 17, he met Jesus, and his life changed. His new goal became to glorify God in all the earth. For 15 years, he preached revival in Scotland. Then, he served another 20 years as a missionary to inland China. Whether at home in Scotland or abroad in China, he was determined to take care of God's cause. To that end, on this date in 1853, he translated the first half of the Pilgrim's Progress into the Mandarin language. This is his story.
An obstacle can be viewed as an enemy or an adventure. It's your choice. In the winter of 1847, after weathering a fierce storm, William Chalmers Burns arrived on a hostile shore of South China, a war-torn area cloaked in spiritual darkness. No Christian friend greeted him. No European welcomed him. He was armed only with his Bible. The people were resistant of foreign religions, and the Western world considered the place an impossible mission field. The language required years of painstaking study to learn, and Burns only spoke broken Chinese. None of this deterred him, though. He was determined to see the Chinese people come to Jesus Christ. And when he got his first opportunity to reach into the darkness and pull the lost from the fires of hell, he was ready. Dr. Morrison, a fellow missionary, asked Burns to visit three Chinese criminals who had been sentenced to death for murder. The men had heard snippets of the gospel, but now, facing their deaths, were desperate for someone to tell them more about Jesus Christ and salvation. And Burns didn't hesitate. A man of great compassion, he took great pleasure in caring for those for whom few others cared, and to be a brother to the sorrowful, the outcast, and the forsaken. God had sent Burns to China for men just like these, and he visited them every day. In his broken Chinese, he desperately tried to convey the gospel, and the criminals, starved with spiritual hunger, strove to understand everything he was saying. But Burns had been learning the Canton dialect, and they didn't speak Cantonese. So Burns took another approach. He and the three men read Chinese scriptures together, their own dialect. He read slowly and learned alongside of them. As Burns picked up words in their dialect, they received the truth and devoured it. The long days in that stench-ridden prison were taxing, but little by little, the prisoners began to change. God's word took root in their hearts. They began to pray together. The convicts prayed in their own tongue, and Burns joined them, using whatever words he could. He later wrote in his journal, "I felt encouraged and enjoyed something of the power of grace in praying with and for them." And in answer to those prayers, God worked a miracle for one of the prisoners. The governor decided not to execute him. Nobody had expected Burns to be able to share anything in the language of the Chinese people for at least a year after his arrival. But God used his primitive understanding of their language to lead three needy men to the feet of Jesus, changing their destinies forever. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." In which area of your life is God calling you to persevere? An obstacle can be viewed as an enemy or an adventure. It's your choice.
Hello, my name is George Morrison. I pastored in the Denver metro area for some 40 years. And now we have a ministry called Truth and Life Ministry, where we travel and teach on leadership. Our story today is about a gentleman whose name was William Burns from Scotland. Now, he started out pursuing a career as a lawyer, but then he encountered Jesus Christ as his Savior. That changed everything for him. Now he felt led by God to become a missionary that would go to China. Now you can only imagine the challenges that he had in going to China. The language barriers, the living conditions, etc., etc. But as I listened to this story, I thought, here's the challenge that I come away with. And that is this, is that William didn't end up ministering to the thousands or tens of thousands. No, he found himself ministering to the few. My challenge to you today is, are we willing to minister to the few? Are we willing to take time out of our days, out of our weeks, out of our year, just to focus in on the few and end up ministering to them, discipling them for Jesus Christ? This is what William did. It reminded me of a story in the book of Matthew in chapter 25, where Jesus talks about, and he uses himself in the illustration that, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I needed clothes, you clothed me. When I was in prison and sick, you visited me. And they answered him back and said, when did we do all these things? And he said, when you did it to the least of them, you did it unto me. Well, I think William found this out in our life. Now the question is, are we willing to minister to the few? Take time. Disciple them. Realize that each individual is important to God, and that we can take time out of our day, weeks, months, and even year to focus in and make sure that we're ministering to those that are in great need, the ones that are right around us. Thank you, and God bless you.